You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, thanks for your patience. I was just finishing with the private client, and let me tell you what, the exact thing I was teaching him is exactly what we're doing right now. It's called content marketing. So if you know the term content marketing, if you are familiar with content marketing, if you don't know what it is, go ahead and type in the comments below. But we are going to talk about what is this thing called content marketing, because let me tell you what, folks, it is a big secret. And not many people know how to do it, and not many people are doing it. And as a result, they're leaving a ton of influence, impact, and income on the table. So here's the chat that I just had with a very cool gentleman and his wife. The concept is that their book's not coming out for a few months. So what should they be doing in between? Does this make sense? Let me ask you this question. Does this resonate with you? Your book's coming out in a few weeks, a few months, but you're not sure what to do until then on social media. Let me give you an analogy that will hopefully resonate. This is exactly what I just told them. Hey, Scotland. Hey, Maureen. Good to see you here. Launching a book is like having a baby. Now, if you're a woman and you're like, dude, you just insulted me. I apologize. But I do have a lot of female clients, and a lot of female clients tell me that writing a book is like birthing a baby. I'm just telling you, okay? It's a long process. It involves pain. But once you hold that baby in your hands, once you hold that book in your hands, it's a joyful day. But here's what I know. There's a lot of people who don't even talk about their book until the baby has been born. Does that make sense? A lot of people say, oh, hey, here's our baby. And people say, what? I didn't even know you were pregnant. You get the metaphor? A lot of times people say, hey, I wrote a book. And people say, what? I didn't even know you were writing. I didn't even know that you had a story inside you. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to bring this messy, beautiful writing and publishing process online. In other words, write this down. Practice in public. Practice in public. What does that mean? That means right now, look what I'm doing. My book's not out yet. The 18 Streams of Income book is not out yet at this very moment. Your book is not a business card, is not on Amazon. It's not published right now. But what I'm doing is I'm practicing exactly what I'm teaching you, which is called content marketing. You don't talk about the book. You talk the book. Let me say that again. You don't talk about the book. That's just marketing. You do content marketing. You give what's called a sneak peek. You give what I call the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. So let me give you an example. If I wanted you to buy Jimmy Dean sausage, I would not say, look at this sausage. Let me tell you about it. You get four in a pack. It's ground up with the premium types of meat. It's packaged at a facility that's been sanitized. It has the state-of-the-art seal that wraps in the freshness. Folks, nobody wants that. Why? Because that's all about the features. What I'm telling you right now is I'm giving you marketing features. And nobody buys marketing features. Nobody says, ooh, I'm buying that sausage because of the new fresh seal that it has. No, the feature's great, but that doesn't benefit you. The benefit is that the fresh seal locks in freshness and preserves taste. Now that's a benefit. That's a benefit that it's gonna taste better. But the whole, you don't sit there and sell the seal, which is what a lot of people end up doing. A lot of people, when they talk about their book, they're like, look at this book. It has 12 chapters and it has white paper and it has ink and it has a hardcover and it has color and it has words. Look, that's all features. Nobody says, ooh, I want that. Instead, you got to say, if you get this book will help you achieve benefit one, benefit two, benefit three. And as you show the benefits of your book, then people say, I want the book. Now, you might say, Kerry, I don't even know if I should start talking about my book because it's not out yet. And if I talk about it, I'm giving it away. And then people might not buy it. And then they might say, well, I already heard about it. No, no, no. Folks, you cannot be too generous with your book. Look at what I'm doing. I'm giving 18 live streams, 9 straight hours. That's longer than the audiobook. Did you catch that? I'm doing live streams that are 9 hours long over the next 9 weeks, 2 a week, that are giving away for free the content from the book. And you might say, Kerry, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'll tell you what, it'll outsell people who have the opposite. People who say, I'm writing a book, but I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm only going to tell you about one stream of income. I'm not going to tell you about all 18. I'm going to hide that from you. You got to buy the book if you want more. Listen, when you have that type of attitude, when you're that type of scarcity mindset, people feel it and they say, I don't want it. The opposite, though, is true. When you give and give and give, let me tell you, Sam's Club, Costco, you've heard me share this example before. You're not even hungry. You smell the Jimmy Dean sausage. If you're a vegetarian, sub in a different product, okay? Sub in a plant-based protein. But you smell that amazing food, and all of a sudden you walk by. You weren't even hungry. You weren't even going to buy anything. But you walk by, and all of a sudden the person says, hey, sir, hey, ma'am, would you like a free sample? And you taste that Jimmy Dean sausage, or you taste that plant-based protein, and it tastes amazing, and the seasoning is there. And you say, oh my gosh, this is great. And you start thinking about cooking this at your house on the back grill. And all of a sudden, the lady or the guy says, you know what? Hey, today when you get two, you get one package free. And I have a coupon. Would you like some, sir? Would you like some, ma'am? And all of a sudden, you put 3 packages in your cart and you pull away from the Jimmy Dean sausage person with 3 packages in your cart. Has this ever happened to somebody? For anything, lotion, perfume, I don't know, sub in whatever, a cookie, pasta, you name it. The point is this. It's called content marketing. Content marketing is that you get to sample the book. And let me tell you this. Sample the author. Did you catch that? Some of you right now are saying, Kerry, I am scared to death to go public. God's leading me to the front stage. God's leading me to a more prominent spot in the world. God's leading me to step out of my comfort zone, to work with people, to work with this new audience, and I am scared to death. How many of you say amen? I do. Listen, oh my gosh, this was absolutely the case for me. If you look at my first 3 books, I was so scared. I was talking about content that I knew, that I mastered, that I could debate anybody, that I could prove anybody wrong. We could go at it with theology, and I could hold. It says that I lost camera here. Hang on 1 second, friends. Click the camera button again. Hang on. I'm going to refresh it. Hang on, my friends. I'll come right back. Here I am. It's all good. Maybe I got too excited, but you know what I'm talking about. And by the way, tag a friend, Mark Thomas. Good to see you. Adrian, good to see you. Ricky says all the time. Michael, awesome, awesome. Maureen, listen, here's the point, folks. You're supposed to do it afraid. You are absolutely supposed to do this thing afraid. That's where all the magic is. If you wait until you're polished, if you wait until you're a professional, if you wait until you are bulletproof, if you wait until you are flawless, you will be waiting your entire life. So what did I do? I wrote those first three books and not much happened. Not much. And then I felt God saying, Carrie, you need to write your secret name. And I was like, whoa, I don't have all that figured out. I want you to tell the world about your self-injury. I don't know if I want to do that. I haven't even told my parents at the time. The church that hired me didn't know. Listen, whatever your deepest, darkest secret is it holding you back? Is your fear of other people holding you back? Is your people-pleasing addiction holding you back? Is your pride holding you back? Is your reputation holding you back? Is your desire to be flawless, to be perfect, holding you back? By the way, read Jeff Kramer's book, all right, The Perfection Paradox. Here's my point. I just got off a private client meeting with someone, and I get it. I can see it all over him. And by the way, I care about him. I'm happy for him. But, you know, his wife was encouraging him too. Now's your moment. Now's your time to step on the stage. Here's what we're worried about. I'll tell you what we're worried about. Control. If we don't have it all figured out, we're not in control. And if we're not in control, we're scared to death. We are control freaks, every single one of us. Here's what I'm saying. Try holding your breath for 5 minutes and tell me how much control you have. Tell me, in my favorite book, it says in Matthew 6, it says, which one of you can add 1 inch to your stature by worrying? Which one of you can get extra hair by worrying? You know what I'm saying? Worry and anxiety is a trap. Worry and anxiety, here's what it is. It's a form of negative meditation. You've been told to meditate. You've been told to practice meditation. Worry and anxiety is meditating about something negative. Ouch. You like that? So here's my point. Do it afraid. Practice in public. Don't be polished. Just hit live stream. Man, I used to be so scared to do live streams because I would say, oh my gosh, what if the camera freezes? Guess what? The camera just froze and I restarted. I would say, what if I get a hater, you know, and they post something? Okay. What if I mess up? What if? Here's my point. The focus is you. What if I? Pride. It's not about you. What if you share something that someone needs to hear? What if you say some words of life that will set someone free? What if God's calling you to step up and your book is going to unlock someone's private addiction or pain? You see, all of a sudden you're just in the background. I think we elevate ourselves too much. I think we put ourselves on the pedestal too much. Is this tracking with some people? So here's my point, folks. I want you to go live with content marketing. I don't want you to talk about your book. I want you to talk your book. I don't want you to give hints and strategies about your book. I want you to give the gold. Because here's what I know. I used to say, well, Carrie, if you give away all the gold, you'll have nothing left. How arrogant is that? I literally used to say that. If I give away my very best, people will know that I have nothing left. Fear, scarcity. That held me back for a lot of years until I said, you know what? I'm going to give it all away. I'm going to give it all away. And once I gave it all away, you know what? God said, there's more. And then I gave all that away. And then God said, there's more. Listen, I have never lacked for ideas. I have never lacked for content. I have never lacked for cutting edge principles. Because if you're a lifelong learner and if you choose to give it away, you will attract people to you.
people will say, oh my gosh, this person is a fountain. This person is a fountain of knowledge. They just keep giving and giving and giving and sharing, and people will gather around and say, how can I learn and grow? Because if you're a learner and a grower, you will attract learners and growers. It's the person who's scared that feels like, you know what, I'm an imposter and everyone's going to find out, and I only know one thing. If you know one thing, you share that one thing with everybody. Share that one thing with everybody. And after you give that one thing to everybody and everybody and everybody, listen, I know some people that have been giving one thing for the last 30 years. And that's the way they're wired, and that's okay. And they've been sharing that one message forever and ever and ever. And you know what? Still not everyone has heard. And so they're still out there giving away gold. Me, I don't have enough patience to just focus on one thing. I want to give it away, and I want to study, and I want to learn, and I want to grow, and then I want to tackle the next thing. And then I want to give it away, and then learn and grow, and then I want to tackle the next thing. Whatever you are, whoever you are, my point is this: start content marketing today. Start before you're ready. Use me as an example. We're on live stream number 9, and the book still has a month before it launches. It's not even up on Amazon yet. But I'm not afraid, and I'm not saying, ooh, what if people hear this and then they forget that I have a book coming, and then they don't buy the book? Fear, 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 scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. Doesn't matter. Folks, people remember generous people. People remember givers. People remember those who want to help. And I know that you want to help. I know your heart. I know that you want to give. I know that you want to be generous. And so my point is, go on live stream, go on social media, give away your content, and be a soul on fire. We'll see you. Take care. If you need anything, reach out to us. We'd love to help. In fact, I think Michael just dropped a link. If you need to chat with our team, we would love to chat with you as well. Ignitingsouls.com/apply. And we'll see you very soon on the next few live streams, one of which is called Launch Parties. How to build a launch party, a paid launch party team. A paid launch team. How do you do that? That's in the next training. And then after that, we have another one called Membership. Membership sites and communities. How do you build subscription services? Can't wait. We'll see you very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.